You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Thursday morning. It is Thursday, the 21st of April. Yes, that's 3 weeks already through the month of April. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you on this Thursday morning. We're just coming up for a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock, and I'll be sitting here entertaining you until 10 o'clock this morning. So do stick around. Have a little bit of fun. Why not? Let's take a look. A few things relevant in the world of entertainment on this day, 21st of April. We're going to start off in the year 1901 with sculptor Auguste Rodin. He shocks Paris when his semi-nude statue of Victor Hugo is exhibited at the Grand Palais. 1910, Mark Twain, American journalist and author of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, dies at the age of 74. And lastly for now, 1940, Take It or Leave It, this premiered on this day on CBS Radio.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Thank you.
I tell you, absolutely classic rock song, this one. Light My Fire by the Doors. It was recorded back in August of 1966 and released in January of 67. It was on their eponymous debut album. How about coming out with this as a start? Released as an edited single. That was on the 24th of April in 67. Spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in July of 29th of July, going through to the 5th of August, and in August the 12th as well, in 67. One of the 1 week on the Cashbox 100, nearly a year after its recording. The Doors and Light My Fire. Of course, Jose Feliciano went on to have a big success with that one as well, didn't he? And that was in 1968.
When I'm underneath the bright lights, when I'm trying to have a good time, cause I'm good now, you ain't mine, nah, 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 don't call me up, when you're looking at my photos,
getting hot, losing control. You want me more, now I let go. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over you. Don't call me up, I'm going out tonight. Feeling good, now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Nah, nah, stick it up. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club, and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up, cause I'm here looking fine, babe. And I got eyes looking my way, and everybody's on my vibe, babe. Nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up. My friend said you were a bad man. I should've listened to them back then. And now you're trying to hit me up again. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over you and I don't need your lies no more. Cause the truth is that you, boy, I'm stronger. And I know you said that I'd change up a cold heart. But it was your game that left. Cause ooh, I'm over you. Don't call me up. Don't wanna talk about us. Gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Not enough to get out. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club, and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up. Don't call me up, I'm going out tonight. Feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, try to leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. I'm not picking up. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club, and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up.
I quite like that one. That's from Mabel and Don't Call Me Up. And before that one, we had that was Building a Bridge to Your Heart by War. Time on the Breakfast Show, 14 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. It is a Thursday. What do we do on a Thursday when we can? Well, we talk tech, don't we, with Dr. Computer. That's exactly what we'll be doing later on this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Alex will be in joining us. Got a few things to talk about today. One of the things I sort of mentioned, we've seen all this sort of development, haven't we, with technology, how things get better and better. But something which has seemed to have sort of stagnated is the world of printers. And that sort of hasn't sort of really advanced much over the years. We'll have a chat about that. What could be the future of printers, for instance? Could always go back to writing by hand, couldn't we? Right, let's see, what should we do? I know we're going to get you in the shower because it is that time of the morning. It is just a few seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And so what we've got a little bit of one Talamera, but different. Wycliffe Jean. Hit the watch, whatever it starts off with.
Come on, come on, come on, kick it. Come on, come on, come on.
Vamos, vamos.
sex with no average bun. Keep your figure, move like a caterpillar, fly like a butterfly, let your soul fill a glide. Got women better yet, space invader. If your name was Charlie, we'd be playing Street Fighter. Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for your kiss, a dime if you tell me that you're mine.
I'm not a big rap fan, but I've always enjoyed that one for some reason. Oh, purists are out there going, oh my god, no! I love it, how the style you get on your way to work this morning. Here's another one the purists don't particularly like very much, but I love it. In the car, this is one I always really rack up the volume. So if you're in your car and you've got to upset anybody, turn the volume up.
Stay alive. you say ho, ho. Everybody in the house, come on and let me hear you say ho. Everybody in the house, come on and let me hear you say ho, ho, ho. It's about time, everybody in the house wants to move to my vicious rule rhyme. Ricky Rip on a tip with my boys bringing disco noise. As I drop the wickedness, getting sharp with the flow. We took a BG slip and broke it down like Gecko. A disco lick that's deeper, cause we gotta get with the fever, fever, fever.
There we go, that is Entrance, together with Ricardo de Forza. And their version of Staying Alive. I'll tell you what, when I got that playing in the car, makes my car sound just like a Panamanian taxi, all vibrating and everything else like that. Yes, indeed. So there we are. That's it. That's got me up and going this morning in a good mood. Well, I'm always in a good mood in the morning anyway. We're 23 minutes right now this afternoon at 6 o'clock. Now that we've found love on The Breakfast Show, that has brought us to 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. What are we going to be doing? Well, I'll tell you what, in around about 3 minutes time, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines. We're going to look at that in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Time now to relax with Benny King.
When the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Oh, wonderful, isn't it? Benny King and Stand By Me. Right, time on The Breakfast Show to take a little break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And a very good morning to you. If you've just joined us, hi, it's 29 minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. And we're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines. We're going to be looking at this, as always, in more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock during the course of the morning. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health for Wednesday highlighted that there was one death due to COVID-19 reported in the last 24 hours. With the new victim of the virus, 8,180 deaths have been accumulated throughout the country since March of 2020. A lethality percentage of 1.1 is reported. Now, there are 519 new positive cases. They did 6,991 tests applied to detect the new infected, and it returned a positivity of 7.2%. 4%. Probably noticed that number is gradually creeping up. We were down into, I think we're down to about 3% at one time, and we're creeping up, so be careful out there. Meanwhile, the active cases, they total 2,841, of which 2,765 are in home isolation, and there are 76 that are hospitalised. Those who are in isolation are divided into 2,747 in their residences and 18 in so-called hospital hotels. Well, those hospitalised, we have 67 patients in the wards, and we have 9 in the intensive care units. With the presence of high-ranking officials from the United States government, ministers and foreign ministers from the region concluded their meeting yesterday on migration and vowed to continue working together to curb irregular migration. The meeting took place at the Playa Bonita Hotel in the province of West Panama and was attended by representatives from at least 20 countries in 2 work tables. More about that later this morning. Antony Blinken, Secretary of State of the United States, did emphasize that all the countries of the world are experiencing a historic challenge with irregular migration. He highlighted that people on the planet are forcibly displaced from their homes more than at any time now since the Second World War. We feel that in a very important way, the situation in our hemisphere, said Blinken, who added that these people migrate because of corruption, repressive governments and political conflicts, among other reasons. The process of collecting these signatures to support the request to revoke the mandate of the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, it began yesterday. Lawyer Roberto Ruiz Diaz, a proponent of the revocation process before the Electoral Court, indicated that by 1:49 p.m. this Wednesday, 1,370 signatures had already been registered. Ruiz was one of the first to sign at the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral around 7:30 in the morning. The Tribunal Electoral reported at noon that the platform TribunalContigo.com is working well and at its maximum capacity. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved on the morning of Wednesday in the third debate Bill number 789, which modifies Law 80, this is of 2012, which establishes incentive regulations for the promotion of the Panamanian tourist activity. Now, the norm, which was analysed in an atypical morning session of the National Assembly and in a debate that lasted less than half an hour, this was approved with 41 votes in favour and 5 against. According to its proponent, Deputy Melchor Herrera, this initiative is intended to encourage investment and financing for the development of new public tourist lodging establishments. The independent deputy, Gabriel Silva, on Tuesday was the first to demand an economic and fiscal study with which they could quantify the effects of the proposed changes. The fight against corruption is also on the agenda of Antony Blinken, Secretary of State of the United States, in the midst of his visit to Panama to participate in a ministerial summit on migration. For Tuesday afternoon, the U.S. Secretary of State held a meeting with representatives of civil society in the country to discuss issues of transparency, mechanisms to combat corruption, and the role that Panama plays in the fight against a weak democracy in the region and the rule of law. The president of the independent movement, MOVEIN, Annette Planels, the jurist Carlos Lee, representing the Alianza Pro Justicia, Claudio Valencia, and Lea Caraterin Cedeño from Espacio Civico, and the executive director of the Panama Chapter of Transparency International, Olga de Obaldeo, took part. De Obaldeo spoke on behalf of the civil society. She described the panorama that the country is experiencing in terms of corruption and spoke of the challenges to combat it. She highlighted 4 points: impunity in the judicial system for high-profile cases, the patronage structure of the political system, the lack of accountability in the use of public resources, and the lack of a robust legal framework to combat corruption both in the public and the private sectors. She added that the measurements show that Panama has high rates of corruption and that citizen confidence in the democratic system is getting worse. National security is under threat due to the inclusion of money related to organized crime in politics, said Obaldia. The construction of the City of Arts in the Llanos de Corundu district of Ancon is 84% complete and will finally be completed this year. That is almost 10 years after being awarded in July of 2012, and despite which was then branded as a flagship work in terms of culture, it should have been finished for 2016. Now, according to the president, this work does not benefit a political party or an administration. It benefits Panamanians. The area, by the way, will have 7 buildings, which will house the headquarters of the National Ballet of Panama, the National Symphony Orchestra, and the National Network of Youth Orchestras and Choirs. Likewise, a library, cafeteria, exhibition halls, a space for the plastic arts, a functional theatre for 400 people, and also, yep, a building so you've got somewhere to park. And last but not least, the price of fuels will have a new increase starting at 6 o'clock this Friday morning, going through till Friday the 6th of May, with the exception of 91-octane gasoline, which will have a tiny decrease. 95-octane gasoline will increase 1 cent a litre or 4 cents a gallon, while low-sulphur diesel will rise 2 cents a litre or 9 cents a gallon, reported the National Energy Secretariat. For its part, 91-octane gasoline will have a decrease of less than a cent a litre or 2 cents on the gallon. So there we are. That's it. There's our little look at some of those things in the local news. Don't forget, we'll be looking at those in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking tech with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman.
Oh, life is bigger. Corner. That's me in the spot.
The best place to be in the mornings.
Kisses on your body were like heaven, we were taking it slow. Tangled in the sheets until the evening, there was nowhere to go. Shapes racing, shadows of rain down your back. Oh, kisses on your body in my memory, baby, nothing comes close. It was the summer of love, a delicate daydream. And for a couple of months, it felt like we were 18. Yeah. It was the summer of love. Calling you my señorita. Didn't know how much I need ya. Hate it when I have to leave ya. I've been taking mental pictures for when I miss you in the winter. Staying up until the sunrise, praying it don't be the last time. It was the summer of love. Till the evening, there was nowhere to go. No, it was the summer of love.
It was called The Summer of Love, and that was Shawn Mendes together with Taney there. Before that, no mistaking REM, is there, and Losing My Religion. 14 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock. As we're talking tech with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman this morning, just take a little rummage around the internet, see what tech news we've got for today. Apple retail workers in Atlanta have filed for a union election. This means if a vote with the National Labor Relations Board is successful, it would make the location the first Apple store to become unionized. And, well, Elon Musk is doing quite well. Firstly, Tesla beat its first quarter earnings expectations. It says the automaker's revenue is up 81% year over year, while earnings per share more than doubled. Now, also, elsewhere, Elon Musk said that Tesla hopes to produce a robo-taxi with no steering wheel or pedals in 2024. Oh, it's got no pedals. You'd have thought it would have been electric, really, wouldn't you? It's like one of the vehicle they had in the Pick-a-Pedder, what his name was. Anyway, I forget, completely gone blank. But anyway, he's going to produce his taxi. He says this was during his earnings call on Thursday. He said Elon Musk said that the vehicle would be optimized for autonomy. So there. Would you like to be in a car that's got no driver and nothing at all? Right, time on the Breakfast Show. It is time to move on with the music. Now, we were just listening to Shawn Mendes. Well, we're now going to go over to Europe. We're going to go to France. Well, this one, it comes from Hoshi. Je te pardonne.
Depuis ses lèvres contre les tiennes,
J'ai comme un poison dans les veines. Y'a mon âme coincée sous les verres. Et dans ma bouche, un goût amer. Je rêve seul avec mes acouphènes. T'as mis mon cœur en quarantaine. Mon amour, tu m'as mise à terre. Aveugle et sourde et sans repère. Je pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je pardonne, je voudrais oublier. Je me sens conne, j'aurais pas pensé. J'abandonne, je mets tout de côté. Je m'étonne que l'amour fait crever. Je pardonne, je pardonne, je pardonne. La nuit est longue, je me sens si seule. Mes rêves s'effondrent, ils tirent la gueule. Notre lit devient comme un cercueil. Mes pleurs se fondent avec la table. La nuit est longue, je me sens minable. Mes rêves s'effondrent et je pète un câble. Dans notre chambre, je vois même le diable. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier. Je me sens comme j'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Que l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, j'en ai vu assez. Les couleurs, j'ai broyé bien plus que du noir sur la palette de la douleur. Toutes les variantes du désespoir. Y'a toi qui peux me consoler, pourtant c'est toi qui m'as blessé. C'est plus pareil, je me vois flou. J'ai son odeur sur tes genoux. Je suis comme un soldat fusillé. J'ai pas vu l'ennemi arriver, mais j'ai appris à prendre les coups. Je compte bien me battre jusqu'au bout. Je te pardonne, on va tout reconstruire. Je te pardonne, je sais qu'on va guérir. Je te pardonne, je peux pas faire autrement. Je te pardonne, ça sera beau comme avant. Je te pardonne, accroche-toi à mes bras, abandonne tous les manèges à trois, je m'en tamponne. Du temps que ça prendra, je te pardonne, je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne.
Je te pardonne, Natsum Hoshi. Right, I tell you what, it came to me in a flash. About 30 seconds too late. The program I was thinking of was the Flintstones. You know, we were talking about the robo-taxi that Elon Musk would like to get on the roads by 2024. No steering wheel, no pedals, nothing. Just the car gets on and does its own thing. And I was trying to think of the cartoon. It was the Flintstones, where they got in the car and they sat down and you had to run with your feet, didn't you? Right, if you keep an eye on the time, we're 8 minutes away from the top of the hour. That happens to be 7 o'clock. Another very nice track. Yes, we do play them occasionally. Yola. Dancing away in tears.
Show with Jerry D.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soul into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took at me, shook at me, feeling me, stinging from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the
That is Imagine Dragons and Believer. We're just about a minute away from the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, and in a minute we're just going to take a little call sign, and then we'll take a look at some of the international news for this Thursday morning. If you just joined us, yep, it is Thursday, 3 weeks into April already, because it's the 21st.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Right, let us take a look. Some of the international news for this morning. I wonder if I can read it in a way where it doesn't sound so depressing. Probably not. President Vladimir Putin on Thursday ordered the Russian military to cancel plans to storm the Azovstal steel plant inside the port city of Mariupol, where thousands of Ukrainian defenders and civilians are holed up. Effectively declaring victory in the city after nearly 2 months of siege, Putin said there was no point in trying to root out the defenders barricaded inside the sprawling factory. "I consider the proposed storming of the industrial zone unnecessary," he told his defense minister Sergei Shoigu. This was in a televised meeting at the Kremlin. "I order you to cancel it," he said. President Joe Biden will deliver an update on the Russian invasion of Ukraine on Thursday as he works to complete a new arms package for its military. President Biden is to address Americans from the White House Roosevelt Room at 9:45 in the morning, and a source familiar with the planning said he is expected to provide an update on our efforts to support Ukraine and the assistance that we are providing. The new arms package was likely to be roughly the same size as an $800 million one which was announced last week, but details were still being worked out, another US official told Reuters earlier. The Spanish and Danish Prime Ministers Pedro Sanchez and Mette Frederiksen will visit the Ukrainian capital of Kiev on Thursday to support the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, their respective offices said. Now, Sanchez had already arrived in Kiev, his office said in a statement, and Denmark's Prime Minister Frederiksen was in Kiev too on Thursday morning. TV footage released by Sanchez on his Twitter account has shown. A Russian court has fined Alphabet Inc.'s, that's Google, 11 million rubles, about $137,736. This is for failing to delete what it terms fake information about the conflict in Ukraine and YouTube videos produced by Ukrainian far-right groups, TASS has reported. Russia's communications watchdog said earlier this month that it was taking steps to punish Google for spreading fakes on YouTube, and has previously warned the US company that it would be fined if it failed to comply, part of a wider battle with foreign tech firms and media in order to control, well, some of the fibs that they've been telling. Controlling information flow. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Thursday proposed a global security initiative that upholds the principle of indivisible security, a concept also endorsed by Russia, although he gave no details of how it would be implemented. During a video speech to the annual MOA Asia Forum, Xi Jinping said that the world should respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries while paying attention to the legitimate security concerns of all. We should uphold the principle of indivisibility of security, build a balanced, effective and sustainable security architecture, and oppose the building of national security on the basis of insecurity in other countries, Xi told the gathering on the southern Chinese island of Hainan. French President Emmanuel Macron and challenger Marine Le Pen will be back on the campaign trail on Thursday. This was after the far-right candidate failed in a high-stakes TV debate to deliver the knockout blow that she needed ahead of Sunday's vote. Viewers of the only debate between the two final candidates on Wednesday evening deemed a combative Macron arrogant, but also found him more convincing and fit to be president, an Elabe poll for BFM TV has shown. A Chinese court on Thursday sentenced US citizen Shadid Abdulmateen to death for intentional homicide of a 21-year-old woman, his former girlfriend, state broadcaster CCTV reported. In its verdict, the Ningbo Intermediate People's Court in Zhejiang Province found that after a disagreement over the pair's breakup in June of 2019, the defendant arranged to meet and talk with the victim, a Chinese citizen surnamed Chen, at a bus stop in Ningpo before going on to kill her with a folding knife. And Shanghai authorities said on Thursday that tough restrictions would remain in place for now, even in districts which managed to cut COVID-19 transmission to zero, prolonging the agony for many residents who have been stuck at home for most of this month. The sober assessment, prompted by an unexpected rise in the number of cases outside quarantined areas, came after health officials earlier in the week had fueled hopes of some return to normality, by saying that trends in recent days showed that Shanghai had effectively curbed transmissions. And that's it. There we go. That's a look at some of the things in the international news this morning here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Keep your eye on the time, 5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Wondering, yes, love is a wonderful thing. Michael Bolton. Before that was When I'm Over You. That came from LP. Oh dear, or LP. Somebody out there is probably calling themselves EP as well. Perhaps they're both singles. Time on the Breakfast Show, 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. We could take one more piece of music. And after this, we're going to take a look, see what the weather's doing on this Thursday morning. I can tell you right now, we've got a bit of sunshine coming into the studio, which is always rather nice. And I don't just mean Yasmin, I mean the real thing.
You got to let me know.
High Society Girl, that comes from, they call themselves Laid Back. And it's a Danish electronic music duo group from Copenhagen, formed back in 1979, consisting of John Guldberg on the vocal, guitar and bass, and Tim Stahl, also doing vocals, keyboards, drums and bass as well. Best known for, they had a couple of hits, Sunshine Reggae was one, White Horse was another, that was from 1983, and they had another one called Bakerman from 1989, but the one we just played, a little thing called Laid Back, which is what we are here, isn't it? In the mornings, we're laid back here on The Breakfast Show. We don't care. Right, let's take a look at the weather. We're going to go over to the province of Cologne, as we do, to start off, Costa Arriba. Partially cloudy this morning with 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, the minimum temperature 22 degrees Celsius, 37. The thermal sensation today with 77 relative humidity. As I mentioned, partially cloudy during the course of the morning. Chance for a few showers during the afternoon and back to being partially cloudy tonight. Moving across the isthmus to West Panama, we're looking here today at partially cloudy in the morning with 32 degrees maximum, 22 minimum, 37 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation with relative humidity at 73%. So not much, not that much difference to Costa Arriba. As I said, partially cloudy this morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. I wonder if that's a theme that'll be continued right through the territory. Let's take a look at the metropolitan area, what's in store for us here today. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. 36 degrees is going to be the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 75%. Also partially cloudy during the course of this morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. So it looks like we might escape a little bit of the rain. Now, let's move out into the Gulf of Panama, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 25 degrees Celsius will be the minimum, 34 the thermal sensation, and 78% relative humidity. Which sounds all quite pleasant, really, doesn't it? Partially cloudy during the course of the morning. Chance for a few showers in the afternoon. And a few showers tonight as well. Now, let's move on to maritime conditions. Yes, we're surrounded by, well, certainly on two sides, aren't we? A maritime nation. Now, starting with the tides on the Pacific, we're looking at low tide. That was at 12:51 this morning. That was minus 0.21 of a metre. High tide will be just after, well, was just after 7 o'clock this morning. It was at 7.05, and that's 4.75 metres. Low tide, again, that's going to be 1.10 in the afternoon, 0.27 of a metre. And the last high tide, 7.30 tonight, 4.79 metres. On the Caribbean, let's see, high tide, that was at 4.06 this morning. That was 0.4 of a metre. Low tide will be fraction after midday at 12:03 p.m. That'll be minus 0.15 of a metre. High tide again, 6:28 tonight, and that'll be 0.06 of a metre. And the last low tide, that'll be 9:44 tonight, and that'll be 0.03 of a metre. So there we go. There's your tides for today. Now let's take a look. See what the maritime conditions are if you're taking a little boat out. 12 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming in this morning from the west. Conditions are going to be good. You've got no advisories, and waves are going to be at 2 feet. During the course of the afternoon, still all clear. 10 to 14 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west northwest in the afternoon. Waves at 2 feet. Over on to the Pacific, we're looking at good conditions, no advisory for this morning. 7 to 10 kilometre an hour winds west-northwest during the morning with waves at 2 feet. In the afternoon, still no advisory, still good conditions. 12 to 14 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to be at 2 feet. So they are, there's your weather for this morning. Whether or not you're going out.
Baby, don't be so hard. Baby, don't be so hard on me.
First of those two was a group you know that I like, DeFaze and Hell Alright. Followed on Tracy Thorn there and Raise the Roof. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 29 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock if you keep an eye on the time.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. What's that them? At 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us this morning. It is 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we're going to take a look at some of the international business headlines for this this Thursday morning. Yeah, 3 weeks gone already. 21st of April. Oh. Right. Bond yields resume their rise on Thursday as investors bet on aggressive global interest rate hikes, while the euro climbed after a heated TV debate saw French President Emmanuel Macron bolster his weekend re-election hopes. MSCI's main world stock market index barely mustered a move amid the prospect of higher global borrowing costs, but Paris stocks soared a 1.1% jump. This was after Wednesday evening's clash between Macron and far-right rival Marine Le Pen. One poll showed 59% of viewers thought that Macron had been the most convincing in the nearly three-hour-long tussle, suggesting that his pre-debate 56% to 44% lead in the race had at least been maintained ahead of Sunday's runoff vote. Russian households withdrew foreign currency worth $9.8 billion from their accounts in March, and banks cut new corporate lending by around one-third, the central bank said on Wednesday, as Western sanctions over events in Ukraine spooked consumers. The quarter was difficult, to put it bluntly. It was very worrying at certain moments, but most importantly, the situation managed to stabilize, said Alexander Danilov, director of the central bank's banking regulation and analytics department. Oil prices rose on Thursday as concerns about supply as the European Union mulls a potential ban on Russian oil imports, days after diminished supplies from Libya rocked the market. Brent crude futures rose $1.11, or 1%, to $107.91 a barrel. This was at 8:52 GMT. United States West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures gained 87 cents, or 0.9%, to $103.06 a barrel. Tata Steel will stop doing business with Russia, India's largest steelmaker by revenue, said on Wednesday, making it the largest global company to cut ties with the country for invading Ukraine. Tata Steel does not have any operations or employees in Russia. We have taken a conscious decision to stop doing business with Russia, the company said in a statement. Tesla Inc. results surged past Wall Street expectations on Wednesday as higher prices helped insulate the electronic vehicle maker from supply chain chaos and rising costs. The results also should trigger a $23 billion in new payouts to CEO Elon Musk, already the world's richest man. Tesla has been an outlier since the pandemic outbreak, posting record deliveries and earnings for several quarters when rivals wrestling with global supply chain snarls rolled out production halts. Shares of Tesla rose 5% after the close of regular trading. Household goods maker Procter & Gamble Company said in a securities filing on Wednesday that it may not be able to stay in business in Russia because of sanctions, restrictions on financial institutions, supply challenges, and monetary controls. Procter & Gamble and many of its competitors scaled back their business in Russia in March. This was after Moscow invaded neighboring Ukraine. On Wednesday, Procter & Gamble cited the war's impact on its retail customers, suppliers, and distributors as a factor in whether or not it will be able to stay in business in Russia. Delta Airlines said on Wednesday that it plans to restore flight privileges to about 2,000 customers who were barred from flights after failing to comply with mask rules. The Biden administration on Monday said that it would no longer enforce a U.S. mask mandate on public transportation and airlines after a federal judge struck down the directive as unlawful. Atlanta-based Delta Reuters said they will restore passengers only after each case is reviewed and each customer demonstrates an understanding of their expected behavior when flying with us. Any further disregard for the policies that keep us all safe will result in placement on Delta's permanent no-fly list. That's it. There we go. That's it. That's the look at some of the international business news for this Thursday morning. Don't forget, joining me in the next hour of this morning's program, round about 8:20 to 8:30, Delta Computer, Alex Newman will be with us. Among other things, we're talking about printers. What's going to be the next development in printer technology, because it's sort of rather stagnated. And also, we'll talk about the Netflix issue, the Netflix. We touched on it as well yesterday with Andreas. They've lost, just in Russia, I mean, there's nothing they can do about that, 700,000 subscribers and 200,000 other than that. That's what I would have said as well. Oh, that hurts. Time on The Breakfast Show, 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. call themselves the elements, really. Earth, wind, and fire. Only thing we're missing is a bit of water. Fantasy is what it's called. Cannabis. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou had a good trip. She got an empty bus this morning. She's happy. She says, good day, everybody. Asked if we could play a piece of music for her. She just commented on Fantasy as well. She says, this song transports me back to my childhood days. Takes me all the way back to middle age. You asked if we could play this for you this morning. Ricardo Singaya and Malamor.
So there's no time to fall, existence will call. and see experimenting. And I guess there's just no other way. I've been drawn to a new escape. Cause I'm wearing bamboo and I'm picking up Zeus. I slipped away. Now I'm tonguing on a rizzle. And your sassy snow's a deal for us. Oh, a danger's got me wrapped up round its thumb. But it's no trap cause I'm in love. I said I'm in love. I said I'm in love. Yeah. I said I'm in love. I said I'm in love. Yeah. Mother, may I sleep when danger pleases? Been knocking on my door since I was 17. Oh, calling you so, but you chose to ignore. Now it's more than a wish, it's a dream. Now I don't understand how you can hold me back. You said, baby, learn your lessons when you step on cracks. Oh, no, there's no time to fall. How you go? I'll get what I want to see. Cause I let it just so carefully. Won't ever know. So mother, may I sleep when danger pleases? Been knocking on my door since I was 17. Oh, oh, and you saw. But now it's more than a wish, it's a dream.
There we go. Following on from the choice from Mary Lou this morning, which was Malamore from Ricardo Sinigaglia. And that was Joy Crooks and Mother, May I Sleep With Danger. We are 11 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, through this place on your radio. Oh, and I'll tell you, we've got to mention Dr. Computer in the 8 o'clock hour. In the last hour this morning, we're going to be linking up very quickly with a very nice lady from the Israeli embassy, because they have got a DJ here performing for a couple of days, also giving classes on DJing. Don't even think about it. I don't need to go to that. Two different things, you know. Because it was radio broadcasters, I think it was back in 1920 when they first started playing the first records on the radio, that they got the name disc jockeys. Eat your heart out. But that's going to be very interesting. We'll tell you more about that, or she will tell you more about that later on this morning in the last hour today. We'll also be checking in, seeing how Yasmin is getting on with her week. Tell you what, we're going rum tasting tonight. Going to visit the Pedro Mandinga distillery. It's a tough life. This is Barbara Mason on The Breakfast Show, and this is called Another Man.
Do you remember when I said she's got the paper and I've got the man? Well, the man that she had that I took from her is not the man, child, that we thought he was at all.
You know, you and I were together. I was so in love with you. But there was a little bit too much sugar and you were a little too sweet. There was a little bit too much sugar and you were too sweet. I think I wanna stay, but I don't know if I can. Loving like I do and sharing with the man. There's another man.
Barbara Mason there, another man. I mean, listening to that should be a lesson in love, really, shouldn't it?
Well,
this is Anderson .Paak. P-A-A-K is how it's spelled. Am I wrong? A little bit of funk taking us up to the top of the hour.
I'm only coming out to play. Nothing more that I hate in this life. The wrong impression. I only have one to make. You can open your palm, waiting to catch a break. The cards are part where they may. And what about me? I believe in fate. They wanna know where I'll be in 5. But what about today? What about tonight? Only one at a time. So precious. It's yours, it's mine, only one at a time. My life, my life, yeah. Am I wrong to assume if she can't dance, then she can't ooh? Yeah. Am I wrong to say if she can't dance, then she can't ooh? Hey, I never wanna waste your time. My life. So precious is yours, is mine. And look at the time, my God. So precious is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. So precious is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. My life, my life, yeah.
clock, dance around the globe with disco 54. I stare you in the eyes, spin you on your toes. Music and music without songs. Filling the top rows, shot through blindfolds, pass the nitro. Rock the love bow, get high and get low. Chill the Merlot, stab in your fastball, you hit me, go, go. Make love once or more, we rest and encore. Do that, hey. Break you off and you big cat cat, hey. Never seen no one this gorgeous. Pay your whole damn mortgage. But when you look at the time, hey, still you the one on the mind, hey. Still you the topic to prom, hey. Thank God that it's Friday. Tonight let's be the life of the party. It's nothing to me. Get up and move your feet.
I never wanna waste your time. My mind so precious. Is yours, is mine. Hey, look at the time. My God, so precious. Is yours, is mine.
There we go. Yes, as I mentioned, Anderson Paak, P-double-A-K. That's how they pronounce it in Boston, you know. And talk about their baseball. I can't remember the name, but it's a bit, they always pronounce it like Park. And that was also featuring, by the way, Schoolboy Q on there. Time on the breakfast show. We are just a few seconds away from the top of the hour, from 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use a drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I never meant to call you in your pain.
We're going to play Will Downing and Love Supreme. Then we'll check in with Ingrid. And then we're going to be chatting with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman.
You give me a love, a love, a love, a love.
ago. That is Mr. Will Downing and Love Supreme. And we changed the needle on that other deck, and it should be fine from now on. Anyway, it is time.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Okay. So I always think that as a countryside girl, I'm kind of brave, and I know the things about nature. Although last night, something brought me almost to my knees. M'extraña raña. Anyone know what that is? Yeah, I'm sure a few of you have known that saying. Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. This wasn't no itsy and it wasn't no bitsy. It was bigsy and it was hairy. I'm going to send you a picture, Jerry and Naz, and you guys, that almost brought me to my knees. I was like, I love nature and I don't want to hurt him. And I was thinking, oh, maybe we should let him go outside. And I'm thinking, how do I get him from the floor outside? And then I said, I don't know what to do with the spider. When I was a child, my sister and I would go down into the basement in Ohio, and we would let Daddy Long Legs crawl across our legs because it tickled and it was fun. And I thought, oh, I'm not afraid of spiders. I had Daddy Long Legs crawling all across my legs. But that thing last night with those hairy legs and everything, it was just more than this girl could handle. I got a little what are we going to do about this? I don't want to kill it. I want to catch it and let it go, but I'm afraid it's going to eat me or bite me. So I'm in a conundrum, and I have to figure out what to do about it. Anyways, all right. It's a beautiful morning. It's a little chilly. I have to put a coat on. I'm so chilly. Let me see what the temperature is out here. Oh, my goodness. It's only 69 degrees. I don't even know what that is in Celsius. It's a little chilly, but it's one of my favorite numbers. All right. Everything's good here, and back to you in the studio.
Absent friends, here's to them, and happy days we thought that they would never end. Here's to absent friends, little Jean, Seaburg scene. So full of life, but in those eyes, such troubled dreams. Poor little Jean. Woodbine Willie couldn't rest until he'd given every bloke a final smoke before the killing. Great escape he tried to make was not to be. Maybe next time, Steve, like a blue. Child, he fought and won acceptance from the world. They smiled, they laughed, they praised, they drove poor Oscar to his grave. Absent friends. Happy
that's the Divine Comedy and Absent Friends, 2020 remastered version. Well, one friend that isn't absent, and that's Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry.
It's been one of those mornings. Actually, it's only been one of those mornings since just before you turned up. Must be something going on there.
Yeah.
First of all, I hadn't loaded my new segment into the player, so I had to go and find that in my filing thingy. So that was one thing. And then we had the needle skipping with Deep Purple, or Purple Rain. And then I thought, when Ingrid was doing a bit, I know what I'm going to play after Ingrid. I'm going to play Spiders and Snakes. So I'm in the middle of typing it in, and she finished. Ingrid, bad timing on my part, actually. And I spelled spiders wrong, so it didn't come up anyway.
Mm.
It's been one of those days.
I think it's been one of those couple of years.
Well, 12, actually, just to mention a few. But that's the beauty of live radio. Just don't take it too seriously. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you lot. I always take it seriously. Because some days you can sit down and everything just goes absolutely perfectly. And another day, like today, it all gets screwed up. So anyway, I'm leaving now, Alex. It's all yours.
Thank you. And thank you for coming to the Alex Show. Please don't leave.
So, the world of technology, got a few things to talk about this morning, but we touched on it yesterday and chat with Alex about it as well, because big things happening for Netflix. They're losing people, and it's interesting because they're losing people, but yet they push out so much content. I mean, Netflix is basically my go-to when I want to watch something, because I can't find anything on the TV channels, and also the beauty with Netflix is I can watch it when I want.
And on the device you want.
And on the device I want, exactly. And they're being hit really hard. I mean, where are people going then?
The thing is, it's a combination of factors. For example, first of all, there's the everybody else is doing it too factor, which I think, in a sense, also happened to coffee here in Panama. But, you have like a Netflix 10 years ago with House of Cards and a couple of other shows that made it so big that everybody and their uncle said, we have to have a something plus. Apple TV Plus, Paramount Plus, there's Hulu, there's a whole bunch of others. And then they started making their own content and whatever, and all the other ones started making their own content. We have Apple TV Plus's Ted Lasso, for example, which I really, really love, and so on. And it kind of made this market glut happen, that there's so much to offer that people say, I can't really afford to have four or five different subscriptions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait for the next season of whatever it is I'm watching that I really want to watch, and then I'll just subscribe for like a couple of months and then cancel. And even use the 30-day free trial or whatever. Just use a new credit card or something like that.
But where I see a difference is like, you know, when we're talking with Andreas. Okay, Andreas has got HBO Plus. He's got Disney. He's got this. He's got that. And, you know, Netflix, needless to say. But for me, Netflix is my go-to all, because I go to Netflix, I can find something on there. I mean, they're making some fantastic documentaries. That's something which they're really becoming very, very good at. And doing a lot of them, of course, in conjunction, some of them anyway, in conjunction with the BBC, who have always done really good documentaries. But they're putting out some very good documentaries. They have such a wide spectrum of entertainment, from documentaries to wildlife to, you know, you name it.
Is it cake?
And yeah, including some of these reality shows. One I did quite enjoy was called Glow Up, where they all the makeup artists, they had to do it, you know, and things like that. Because a lot of the time, Alex, I want something which is going to entertain me for half an hour or 45 minutes. I don't want to watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours for me is, you know, I have to sort of sit down on Saturday night with a bottle of wine and the wife and sit down and watch a movie. Normally, I just want to watch something that I can watch a bit now, then I can watch a bit later, where the series are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go and subscribe to HBO because they've got this particular franchise, or Warner Brothers because they've got a founder.
Or Amazon Prime with the prequels for the...
Yeah, I have Amazon Prime, always have, but I don't really use it as much as I guess I should have. And, of course, the other thing with Netflix as well, which you don't get with a lot of the others, unless you want to use a VPN, is that I found now that the content with Netflix is sufficient. I don't need to use a VPN to attach to it anywhere else because they're giving us virtually everything because it's mainly their stuff. And to me, that's a big plus. So I don't really understand why they have lost so many. I mean, forget Russia. I mean, they lost 700,000 subscriptions in Russia because of their withdrawal from Russia. But 20 or 200,000 other subscribers is a lot. And I'm just trying to get my head around their thinking as to where they're going if they're not going to Netflix.
Yeah, and you also have to take into account that a lot of shows were being produced in Russia. They were creating Russian shows, just like they have created like shows in Germany and in Norway and a whole bunch of other countries. They've made a lot of shows in different countries. Brazil has made a couple of really good shows that are on Netflix, produced by Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing the next season of Is It Borscht is not going to be, you know, online. But yeah, it's become a much, I would say, competitive landscape, not just for Netflix, but for everybody else. I mean, there's a whole bunch of series that are on different networks and have been even bought from, you know, the traditional TV networks and brought over. There's one called El Ministerio del Tiempo, which is from Spain, which was purchased just like Money Heist, La Casa de Papel. It was also purchased from, like, traditional TV and brought over to Netflix. So the whole thing is becoming more complex, and they're going to have to figure out what their next step is going to be, just like us consumers are going to have to figure out what our strategy is going to be. For example, some people will go to Amazon and under Amazon Prime add other subscriptions within that for
things like, well, a BritBox. I mean, it's one which could you get a lot of the British soaps and stuff like that on there, which is very true. But that is VPN related. Unless you use your VPN, you're not going to be able to watch it. And I think this is something that needs to, you know, that really needs to finish in this day and age, is all this business about where you can't watch it in this country. You know, that's so outdated for where we are today.
It is. We should put all the intellectual property lawyers, like, in a room and lock it, and until they, you know, make up and figure something out, don't let
them
out.
There was a Russian ship that sank lately. They could have been on that one.
Yeah, the one full of Porsches. That one.
Of course, yes, that's even worse. But the other thing, of course, which I must be honest, I didn't sort of discover till later, because, I mean, you say, you know, Netflix make productions all over the world. I love some of the Icelandic ones and the Finnish detectives and things like this. And I used to read the subtitles. Then I found out they actually do it in English.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look and you go down to the information underneath, it's got, you know, Finnish with English subtitles, Finnish with Finnish subtitles, English language with, you know, English subtitles. There's so many, you know, which is one of the things I don't understand with, for instance, local TV. And I'm not thinking just about myself. I'm thinking about people that come here to stay or whatever. We have our local TV. They show a lot of movies on the local TV, which are in English. Why don't they? They were made in English, by the way. But they don't have a SAP for it. Why not?
I think it's just because they can't be bothered to do it. That's the thing. They could, but they just, you know, purchase
it. But this is wrong, because people in hotels, you know, when they wonder, they won't stay on the local channel. I think they should stay on the local channel because they get more of our culture, they get news and whatever. But, you know, when they're showing a movie, which is, because we were watching one the other day, and, you know, I can watch it with no problem, but I said, oh, you know, they don't have it in on SAP. And, I mean, SAP is, you know, old technology now, let's face it.
Yeah. In fact, most digital TV now supports multiple audio streams.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the funny thing is, this is something that, culturally speaking, people from other countries don't necessarily understand about Spanish dubbed for Latin America. They use a generic Latin American accent that doesn't sound realistic at all. It sounds like a radio announcer voice, but just a little more natural. But it's funny because you can take most, you know, impromptu videos of people on TikTok or Twitter or whatever and just dub them in this generic Latin American accent, and it becomes funny as heck. because it's so weird. And yeah, we definitely need to improve on the quality, not just the quantity, of the content that's out there, both in the local channels and the traditional TV, but also on the streaming services. Otherwise, it's going to happen that people are going to subscribe for like a month or two, get through their binging or whatever, and then, you know, drop them like that.
It just suddenly struck me, because it's something I only also discovered the other day, is that with my subscription for my TV here in Panama, they have Netflix on there.
Oh, they probably have some sort of a partnership.
Yeah, but I mean, I said to Christina, I said, oh, look, what good grief. I said, you know, because I normally just watch my five channels out of the 300 I have. And then I did some scanning, and there was Netflix, and I put it on, and it came up, and it's got the content on there. And that surprised me.
Yeah, and one thing that also surprised a lot of people is that Netflix is considering ads, which, again, is as annoying as having half an hour's worth of commercials before the movie's on in the movie theater. I mean, we're already paying for it. They want more money. And from advertising?
Well, the idea is that it's not... No, the idea is that they will have a reduced price service. In other words, you will pay less and you'll get ads.
And that less will probably be even more than you're paying now. That's the thing. I mean, they want to nickel and dime us and show us ads. I don't know. I don't think that's the best way to go about it. I mean, I'm not their, you know, CFO, but still.
Well, I noticed, I mean, for instance, on... You know, now with my cable TV, and I have mine with cable and wireless, and you have the sort of digital system where you can replay the programs or whatever, but they won't let you forward past it. You know, you can go back when you're watching the program, the ads come on, and say, I don't want to watch these. They won't let you. You can't.
It's unskippable.
It's unskippable, which is really annoying.
Yeah, that's... I mean, but they have to make more money out of you somehow, right?
Yeah, but it's not as if the adverts are generated here. You know, when I watch, for instance, I like Discovery Turbo. When I watch that, yeah, they're not local ads.
Yeah.
They're U.S. ads, so they're not applicable to us anyway. And I think that the Latin American cable service has got a long way to go. Well, we touched on this last week when we were doing this going on. So, yeah, Netflix... I'll stick with Netflix. I like Netflix because I like the diversity and the quantity of the product. And yeah, printers. This is something I was saying, because they're not really advanced, have they?
Well, you would think so, because it doesn't look like it, but they have. I mean, modern printers right now, the way that they can get, you know, like 1 cent a page, 2 cent a page, you know, color cost and things like that, while maintaining the quality that they maintain right now at the price point they are. The way I would compare it would be like making a basketball, you know, getting a basketball through a hoop, but throwing it from like the 100th floor or something like that onto a basketball court that's, you know, in the on the ground. The precision involved, the materials involved, and so on, I think they have evolved a lot in the past couple of years. That being said, the need for printers has also been less nowadays. So there's kind of a stalling in the market, yes, but technology keeps improving. I mean, I remember when printing a color page would probably cost me around 60 or 70 cents.
Oh, no, that's the biggest advancement that I can see, is when they took us away from liquid gold or liquid platinum, because I think it was even more expensive than that.
I think it was like unicorn tears.
You know, yeah, I mean, you bought a cartridge of ink and it was the most expensive product in the world because of the amount they charged for it. Then we've gone on to the bottles of the ink, which is a big improvement because, I mean, they just last for years now with the amount of ink. So... I guess, though, because I haven't had to buy for a long time, but then the cost of the printer goes up because they used to make so much of their money from the liquid gold that, you know, we used to put in it. But it seems to me like the general technology, it's almost as if we're still using carburetors and we're not using fuel injection.
Because that could be so.
You still have this issue. You know, it's like this one. Occasionally it comes up to me. Now, this is, it doesn't have the ink cartridges. It has the
bottles.
The bottles. And he comes up to me and says that, you know, your black cartridge needs replacing. Well, I have the imitation black cartridge mm-hmm. in it, so it's got nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to redo the start the printer, and then it's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But why are we still using these things in the computer? Why aren't we on fuel injection? Why don't we have injectors that are sort of working without having to go through these things you have to put into the machine?
Well, they do wear out, just like injectors wear out, and spark plugs and things like that. So one of the things that I have to tell people from time to time is that if you have a printer and you don't use it for 2 or 3 months, especially if it's an inkjet,
because the ink will harden.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it will throttle it in a way that it won't print. And mm-hmm. then you'll say, hey, I need to print something in black and white. And the printer will say, well, get me some magenta. Like, mm-hmm. why do I need magenta for? But yeah. And some people say I have corroborated this in any way, but that the computer inside the printer has sort of a sensor that senses urgency, and it breaks the printer if you need anything printed out in a hurry. So don't be afraid. They can smell the fear.
Oh, again, yes. Okay. Let me see. What else is happening?
I wanted to recommend two services that I've heard really good reviews about. One of them is called CuriosityStream,
mm-hmm.
and another one's called Magellan TV. If you like documentaries, look into those. The prices are insane. Like, whatever you pay for Netflix for a month, they give you like an entire year's worth of membership.
Okay.
So Magellan TV is one of them, and the other one is called CuriosityStream. Highly recommend it. I haven't subscribed myself, but I have a few friends who have, and they swear by it. They show it to their kids, and they, you know, instead of having a bottle of wine with the wife, they have, like, a juice with the kids and watch documentaries.
So,
really educational.
So Magellan?
Magellan TV and CuriosityStream.
Hmm.
They actually sponsor a lot of the YouTubers that I watch that are science-related, so, yeah.
Curious.
And by the way, I think today is Women in Science Day or something like that. There's a couple of events going on now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look into that. Also, it's 420, so happy 420 to you, Jerry.
And who's 420?
I mean, yesterday. 420 was yesterday.
Okay. And what's relevant before?
Something about weed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's that, Alex? The things that grow in the garden now.
And in the bottom of the ocean sometimes, yeah.
Hey, I see they're waiting in the States now. There's the big expectation that the federal law will legalize cannabis.
That's really going to be interesting. I remember back in, I think it was 2017 or 2018, I was at CES, and somebody was just, you know, smoking a joint right next to me, you know, on the street or whatever, like, you know, normal, which I thought was fun. And I really hope that... you know, at some point, that becomes, you know, generally available, not because I want to partake myself, but I think it's kind of pointless. You
well,
know,
I mean, I've had this sort of, but I mean, I'm not into, personally not into to drugs or anything like that, but you know, my thing is, you're banning a plant. You know, you're banning a plant which got created, by the way, and grows, and it has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many, I tell you, when going up to, I used to have some land up in Chiriguri Arriba, up in that direction. There was a guy there in one of the little hotels up in the middle of nowhere. What he didn't know about plants and their medicinal purposes and everything else was nobody's business. Mm-hmm. It was so educational.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these things do have a purpose. That's why the indigenous people and, thank you, Mary Lou, happy 420. You know, these things have a point. They have a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you adulterate things, you know, this is why, you know, I have never tried, would never want to try in my life anything like heroin or cannabis or anything. For the simple reason is I have enough problems with my brain as it is. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything else which is going to interfere with my brain.
Mm-hmm.
But we can drink alcohol until we fall over. I guess that's a built-in thing with alcohol. Mm-hmm. You fall over when you've had too much.
Mm-hmm.
Where people get vicious, where people get belligerent, and you have fights and all that. In my lifetime, and that's a reasonable time, and I was brought up in the 60s and 70s, I've never seen anybody get violent or obnoxious even with smoking pot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so, I mean, can somebody explain to me what the problem is? I guess because too many people in high places have mm-hmm. got too much money invested in the illegal market. Mm. That's the only thing I can think of because, it just doesn't make sense.
Nope.
This is the thing about it. I mean, if I consider it was a harmful thing or whatever, hey, you know, okay, if you want to restrict it or but to ban a plant, give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, let's grow up. I mean, I was hoping mm-hmm. when I was a teenager in the 60s mm-hmm. and 70s and in my 20s that my generation would be the one to do it, but they're leaving it a bit late.
A little bit. Maybe they forgot. You know,
well, they said they could have been smoked. Because what's it? I found this yesterday. This is on my sort of my calendar, my senior moments calendar, mm-hmm. which I normally forget what the calendar is called, so mm-hmm. it's quite apt. It says this one. This is one from yesterday. True terror is to wake up one morning and discover that your high school class is running the country.
That is correct. And you know, now that you mention it, it's happened on more than one occasion. Speaking of interesting dates coming up, and this one's going to be really interesting for Andres as well, May the 4th, which is, you know, the Force Day.
Oh, yes, May the 4th be with you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Star Wars Day. Mm-hmm. That's when Doctor Strange is coming up, so looking forward to that as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Good. Just getting some updated information here coming in from Renee. They're up in Oregon. They go up to Oregon a lot. Says marijuana is legal in Oregon. There are weed shops in every corner. More weed shops than Starbucks.
Yeah, that's probably because the owners of the weed shops forgot that they already had a weed shop, so they opened up another one right in front.
Yeah, but this. Yes, they took it out of the bedroom and put it into the lounge. I don't know. It's that. We've got another one. The things, the good will be seen, and the bad, and the bad will things. The things, the good will be seen as bad, and the bad things as good. Yeah, this is true. I keep unplugging my headphones. It's not my day today. I think I'm going to go and have a lie down. So,
maybe have a brownie, funny kind.
A brownie. Yeah, I can tell you a story about that as well, but I tell you what, we're going to take a quick piece of music. We'll be back with Alex in a moment.
There's love in the air. Well, can you feel it now? There's love in the air. That's nice, you're learning a lot about each other's ways, you're learning a lot. Ain't that right? You work like a dog, try and get it good, you work with your heart every day. You know when you're through, you're gonna take your friend and get away to Acapulco. That's where they'll find us, in sunny blue waters where the sand is warm and friendly. Hey Acapulco, I hear you softly calling. We're sailing around the Horn of Love to Acapulco. Good and it's bad when things are going right. It's good and it's bad when they swing, but you know that you're glad you finally get it right. You know that you're glad, so you sing. But it's 72, it's hard to get around. It's 72, but not now. It's me and it's you, and we can get around, 'cause we know how. In Acapulco, yeah, that's where they'll find us. In sunny blue waters where the sand is warm and friendly. Hey, Acapulco, I hear you softly calling.
Neil Diamond and Acapulco. Breakfast show time was 6 minutes before the hour. 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. I mean, in all fairness, in Panama now, they have legalized marijuana for medical use.
I haven't looked at the law in detail, but I'm sure it's a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So, because it does have so many beneficiaries, and, you know, Eris is for getting high, but you can actually take that part of it out and just leave the other stuff which relieves pain and things like anxiety and
plus
stuff like
all
that.
The stuff that you can make from hemp.
Yeah, like shopping bags.
Yep, or paper, or smoking paper.
Now, anything else exciting? I mean, I saw a thing, I think we might have mentioned, when the guy went to, I think it was CES or whatever this year, where they have, you know, all the new telephones or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the guys who's a regular guy. He says, you know, he says, I don't know why I bother, because you go and see all these phones and they're all the same now. He said, there's nothing new. The only thing, they all look the same. He says, there's the, you know, they might tweak this or they might tweak that. There is no developing technology now, other than, you know, they're tweaking the cameras. We shouldn't really call them phones anymore, really, because it's the last thing we use them for, I think.
Yeah, they're pocket computers.
You know, yeah.
But it's the same thing that happened, for example, with cars. Once upon a time, you could get a car in any color as long as it was black, and it was some sort of a pickup truck or whatever, because, you know, most places were very agrarian. But then you started getting, like, highways and all of that. And you started getting trucks and sedans and coupes and things like that. And nowadays you have small phones, you have cheap phones, you have large phones, you have foldable phones, you have tablets, you have computers. Just like nowadays you have cars and motorcycles and so on. So you get kind of a form factor that becomes, you know, in an evolutionary way, kind of the best of everything. So you don't really fool around with it for much unless something really way different comes out. For example, you remember late 90s, early 2000s? The phones were getting smaller. But then the smartphone came out, so they started getting bigger and so on. Mm. So I think that if we do switch in some way, it's going to be something completely different from what we have, just like the regular phone right now is completely different from the ones that we had before.
Mm-hmm.
So we really try to expect, like, innovation or whatever, but there comes a point where innovation has to look elsewhere, completely in another direction. And hopefully we'll see that in the next couple of years. Just like, you know, you probably remember the Zoolander movie where they had these tiny little phones that they were making fun of the fact that phones were becoming smaller. That's probably going to happen. Now, something else that's been in the news lately, especially technology-wise, is the Costa Rican government was hit with ransomware a couple of days ago, and they won't pay the ransom. They're going to restore from backups and whatever, and it's been a hectic week for them. They haven't been able to pay people and things like that. So it reminds us that we need to be aware that your identity, your online identity, your work identity is the bastion of security right now. I mean, just having a firewall, not enough, because A, everybody's working from home, so you're outside the firewall, and B, sometimes the attackers come from within. Somebody inside your company that opened the wrong email, clicked on the wrong thing, or gave somebody else their password because they fell for a scam. So we really need to be careful about that. So I would say to our audience, any backup you have that you haven't tested is a backup you haven't really made. Because when you're going to need it, you're going to find out that it doesn't work. I've had cases where somebody would make a backup of a folder every day for 5 years and then realize when they're going to restore it that they were backing up the wrong folder. That's one thing. I remember back in the 80s, we had somebody who made a backup every day of a floppy disk and then would print out the results of the backup. and carefully staple them together and file them. So when we went to look for them,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they were all stapled together. So he really didn't have any backups. So we need to be careful about that. If you have a backup system, test it from time to time. I mean, for example, when was the last time you hooked up your external hard drives full of, you know, cool music that you play every day? And
I haven't done it for about a month.
Okay, good. You do it at least once a year.
And I mean, also it's dependent on how much music I download as well as to how often. Because what I do with a lot of some of my stuff, not all my music, because it's too much, is also controlled on Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's very useful for me moving between computers.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got access to them on all my computers, on my phone, et cetera, et cetera. So, but, no, I mean, you know, backups are so, so important. I mean, are there any sort of simple backup programs that you could just sort of say, back up my computer and it'll do the whole?
If you have Windows, there's something called Windows File History. And it's been there since, I think, Windows 7 or 8. And you can use that to back up all your important folders onto an external hard drive and have versions of those files as well. You can use Dropbox, you can use OneDrive.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. I mean, I'm not too worried about my everyday file because I don't keep them on my computer anymore. They're on my computer because Dropbox has, you know, has got them on there. But, of course, everything is on the cloud. So that is a big relief. So that's where, you know, even if I have to, you know, put in a new filing system or whatever, you know, a new operating system or whatever, I know that all my information is kept somewhere else.
And that's great. But let's say something happens tomorrow and Dropbox, you know, drops dead and it erases your files. You should have an offline copy. And if you have an external drive that's older than 3 years, get a new one, copy everything over to the new one, and keep the old one so it doesn't, you know, degrade over time.
All right. As always, good advice from Dr. Computer. Alex Newman with us here on The Breakfast Show. Big thanks to Alex. And we are just about a minute after the top of the hour, so we're going to take a little break. If you missed the news today, I got it for you in just a couple of seconds.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Bien.
corazón, humo denso, unísono, lo respiramos tú y yo. Llegamos a sonar. La corriente y si te eriza es que todo está bien, es que todo está bien, es que todo está
go. Great to have Señor Loop on the program this morning. Cuando todo está bien. Big thanks once again, Dr. Computer Alex Newman. Time is 19, making our way to 19 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still plenty to come on this morning's show, including plenty of great music.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. Yeah. Just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here?
Royal Philharmonic Orchestra together with Marvin Gaye and featuring Beverly Knight on there as well. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? Breakfast show time, 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show. We're going to be talking about an Israeli DJ that's going to be performing here in Panama. We're going to be chatting with a very nice lady from the embassy. And we're going to be doing that a little bit later on, probably around about 5 or 6 minutes time. In the meantime, after 7, it can't stop. 25 after 9.
Oh,
to go after 7. Of course it is. 28 minutes after 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. That is after 7. And can't stop here on this morning's Breakfast Show. All being well online, I've got Denise Romero. Good morning to you, Denise.
Hi, Gary. How are you? Boker Tov for you and your listeners. Thanks for the space in your radio.
Always, no problem. And how?
Okay. I want to talk to give you good news for your listeners and invite them to join us in the performance of DJ Gondi, How Part of Macrofest. It's going to be on Saturday 23 and Sunday 24 in Panama Viejo, time 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be a good performance. She's a very nice DJ that mix sounds and readings, like a fusion of the Oriental music, maybe Oriental mm-hmm. music. It's going to be great. So I hope that all the people who listen to you and all Panamanian people and foreign people who live in Panama could join us in this performance.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Superb. And I've seen the information you sent me, because I think on the 24th she's also going to be giving a little lesson on hosting or being a DJ, right?
Yes, she's going to be in 24 at 3:30. She's going to be conversational
mm-hmm.
about her experience, how DJ, and how was her career until now. Something important that I want that people know is that Gondi is not only a DJ. She also sings opera. And also she know about classic music. So it's a fusion, very interesting.
Well, that's quite a combination, isn't it? DJ and an opera singer and the classic.
Yes.
I tell you, I hope she puts some of that in her music. I love it when people do that, when they sort of mix up the genres. So that's something really to look forward to. Great.
Yes. Something interesting is also that her mother is an artist also.
Mm-hmm.
She's a singer, a Persian singer. So Gondi grow, in the environment of the music is something, normal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
For this reason, she's inside of the can of the music. On the camp of the music, and she's very happy to come to Panama. He's going to be her first time here.
Uh-huh.
The embassy, especially our ambassador, Itay Abardos, is very happy to share with Panama a famous, in this case, DJ,
mm-hmm.
Through Macrofest. You know, the Macrofest is like a big event that every year Marie-Claire Fontaine
mm-hmm.
She prepared, and it's a big option for the creative industry.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's going to be, so boys and girls, make a note, that's over the weekend, 23rd and 24th, DJ Gondi from Israel is going to be performing. And you can get tickets at Panatickets. And
yes.
Also, remember, she's going to be giving a talk on about DJing, the art of DJing, on the 24th at 3:30 there in Panama Viejo.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So we want to say all the people that listen to you, this great program that you have, that we want to join with them
mm-hmm.
there, DJ Gondi Music, and they are going to be a fun time with us this day.
Fun. That's what we like. We always like fun, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Denise, that's wonderful.
Thanks, Gary, for the space. Greeting from the ambassador, Itay Bardot, to you. He always listens to your program, so a nice antenna for the space.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're welcome at any time. You know that, Denise. And give our best wishes to Ambassador Bardo.
Okay, you're welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care, my dear. There we go. That's it. That's plenty happening, you see. That's going to be there in Macrofest over the weekend. A lady DJing, who's also a classical singer, opera singer as well. Oh, what a combination that's going to be.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you. You're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we shared the light.
look what goes down here. You must learn this lesson fast and learn it well. This ain't no awkward mobile freeway. Oh no, this is the road. This is the road. This is the road to hell.
Well, that is Chris Rea and The Road to Hell, Part 2. And I tell you what, the time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 19 minutes. That's before the hour, 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And before that, Phil Collins, Against All Odds. And let's say good morning to Mandy. She's joined us this morning on WhatsApp. Good morning to you. As it is a sort of techie day, I was just taking a little rummage around the internet. Here's a great sort of little idea. Somebody sort of, you know, innovated. It was a mayor, in actual fact, a mayor from a small town. He made his own delivery app and transports orders himself. The 35-year-old mayor of a place called Berthoud in Colorado developed the app once the pandemic hit and has delivered thousands of meals ever since. What a great idea. A Russian YouTuber interviews civilians to create a transparent representation of their beliefs. Now, by asking questions like, are you brainwashed? And do you want Ukraine to become part of Russia? Daniel Oren is trying to give viewers a sense of how Russians view the world. And more recently, the war in Ukraine, or the special mission, as I think Putin calls it. Right, back to the music. What have I got for you? Ah, I tell you what, I got a high five. I like the way. We are 17 and a half minutes exactly before 10 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go, how cool is that? That goes back to 1973, August in 1973. Was when that was released. Ramblin' Man, song by the American band, the Allman Brothers Band. The single of the group's fourth studio album, which was just called Brothers and Sisters. That was written and sung by guitarist Dickie Betts. Song was inspired, in actual fact, by a 1951 song of the same name by Hank Williams. Take us out of this morning's program, Marvin Gaye. That's the title.
Ooh, baby, I needed the shelter of someone's arms. And
That song, Marvin Gaye, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. And that's it. That has brought us to the end of this morning's program. For me, not such a bad thing. It's been one of those mornings this morning when so many things just didn't go right, just didn't go as planned. Even had to change the needle on the record player, on the MP3 player. Anyway, that's it. Big thanks go out this morning to Dr. Computer Alex Newman, of course, being with us this morning. Touched on quite a few subjects during the course of that little chat. Also to Denise there at the Israeli Embassy. Don't forget to go and check out that amazing DJ Gondi. Okay, that's over this weekend. We'll put a little thingy on our website so you can see that little poster. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and social media does everything. And we're off to a rum tasting tonight with our friends Renee and Rick. They were the winners of the little competition. So that's that. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. Of course, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, who was looking out. Tarantula, was it a tarantula she had? You know, that would really put the weebies up me. That would really scare me. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to the boys and girls of Grupo Grado, keep us up and running as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. I'll be back with you tomorrow. What do we say tomorrow? It's incredible, isn't it? TGIF, that's come around sort of rather quickly this week. So that's tomorrow morning here on the Breakfast Show. 6 o'clock, we'll be starting as usual. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please do it carefully, because I always say I want to be talking to you tomorrow morning, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.